You have worked for change. I promised you that if elected, we will attack corruption.
A former banker and UN director who was no stranger to Liberian politics, Sirleaf was given a mandate to advance transitional justice and grow her country. Dr. Jeremy Levitt is a U.S. professor and international lawyer who remembers the time well.
For Liberians, it was a euphoric moment. It represented a moment of change, of new opportunity, of trying to reconcile the past. And she ushered in an air of hope that was needed for the country at the time.
Levitt was brought in to help shape the legal architecture for the country's Truth and Reconciliation Commission. The TRC's final report came out in 2009 to controversy. Two commissioners refused to sign it. People spoke of competing allegiances, and most damning for President Sirleaf, the report implicated her in wartime abuses.
The report on itself offers a way forward. The president has not had the political will to implement it. And I think that's because of her own involvement and naming in the report, which I think was an act of corruption.
Isaac Vatukpa Jr. is the U.S. National Chairman for the opposition Congress for Democratic Change. Tukpa says despite Sirleaf's promises, corruption reared what he calls its ugly head early on in her presidency. Perhaps to no fault of her own, he says, but still he says she should have implemented the report.
So her rejection, essentially rejection of the report, and not pursuing that line in order for people to get some kind of closure to all the issues that affected them, to the people who violated their human rights, to the people who committed all those atrocities. There should have been some kind of reckoning for them. It should have been respected.
This thing about she's very popular abroad but not popular at home, if that were true, I wouldn't be important.
Sirleaf won a second term in 2011 against a backdrop of violent protests and contention. Even today, 4 years on, Tukpa doesn't sound comfortable recognizing the result.
Because I was there, and we saw how ballot boxes were stuffed. We have pictures. We discussed this with the international community. But even then, after that, the second round, when the opposition party, our party that have gone to the second round, withdrew from the elections, there was nobody at the polls.
I consider it a recognition of the many years of struggle.
Pour moi, c'est la reconnaissance.
That same year, Sirleaf was one of three laureates awarded the Nobel Peace Prize.
In fact, I just heard her speak in my hometown a couple weeks ago, and she's an incredibly good speaker.
John Yoder, a political science professor at Whitworth University in Spokane, Washington, says in the West, Sirleaf is a rock star.
Winning the Nobel Prize makes her look very, very good in the West, and that's something very admirable. At home, people say, that isn't putting food on our table. It isn't fixing the electrical system that doesn't work. It isn't building the roads. It isn't fixing the health system. We still don't have clean water. She should be back home.
For most Liberians, the fact that she's a Liberian and was receiving that prestigious award, it probably served as some satisfaction. But the reality is most Liberians felt she did not deserve the award.
Liberia has about 4.5 million people. Its life expectancy at birth is about 58 years. In 2014, its GDP per capita was just under $330. Jeremy Levitt.
Liberia is not out of the hot water. There are several problems, including infrastructure and core development issues that haven't been addressed in their 10 years as president. Liberians are as poor today as they were right after the Civil War.
Some 4,800 Liberians died from last year's Ebola outbreak. Levitt, Tukpa, and Yoder agree Sirleaf's government probably did the best it could with the slim resources it had. Tukpa suggests history might reveal it to be her swan song for two clear reasons.
One, she's tired. Two, she has exhausted, you know, the goodwill that people have for her. And her ability and the team she has around her, a totally misaligned team.
Liberia's next general elections are due in 2 years' time.